the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. Lundy will be back at the saddle with me tomorrow. But we wanted to serve, at least I did, wanted to serve you, the fine listeners of this podcast, get you your picks to click and hopefully boost the bank account in the process. So let's go ahead and book one out of the box here with my home run play of the day. And it's Schwarbs, Kyle Schwarber. Here's the thing that I know. Steph Curry, he scores in bunches. Derrick Henry, he chews up real estate on the ground in bunches. And Schwarber hits bombs in bunches. He's got four dingers here in the last couple of games against the Washington Nationals. I think the good time's going to keep on rolling with Johan Adon, the ever so generous starter for the Washington Nationals, off the IL and taking the ball for that Nats team. He has just a 6+ ERA on the season, specifically 6.97, also giving up a 1.19 home run per nine mark with a 10.2 barrel percentage. So when guys make contact, it is often hard. And Schwarber this season, yeah, he's got those four long balls the last couple of games, but he is 10 for 25 with seven RBIs and those four home runs against Washington. That shakes out to just a 1,300 OPS. And over those last 15 days, he's got a 1,166 OPS. So I think he's going to go out there and get another jack tonight under the primetime lights. And on top of that, too, if you want a little early bonus time, Schwarbs to get an RBI is plus 115 right now at DraftKings. By the way, it's plus 210 for him to eclipse the fence at DK as well. And with that, into the books, bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's get after it here on this hashtag Tequila Thursday with another NFL player prop, season-long variety. Typically, these bad boys, you know, hit the under. I saw some evidence yesterday. Connor Allen posted on social media, like a lot of the quarterback, running back, actually, I think all of them were anywhere between 72% and 77% on the hit rate with the under. And that is the general outcome in a violent game where the injury imp is lurking behind every dark, seedy corner of the sports betting universe. But overs typically don't hit unless it's a really low threshold. And I think this one checks that box. Travis Etienne, the line, believe it or not, opened at 500.5 for a hot minute at DraftKings on rush yards. That was way too low. It has now been jacked up to 705.5 rush yards at a minus 115 juice on the over. And it is still too low. I am taking the over on that one. Again, available at DraftKings. And if you've been following my work, I put together a NFL season-long player props cheat sheet. You can get absolutely 100% free via my social media feed at Noisy Huevos on Twitter. And, you know, that's where all my Major League Baseball picks, all of my selections live. So I just added a tab. You can check it out at the bottom. And you can get not only this line, but how it compares to four trusted projectionists, prognosticators that are out there. Mike Clay, Fantasy Football Today, Pro Football Focus, Jeff Ratcliffe at SiriusXM. I take the average of those projections, and then I compare it to the line, and then I color-coded it for you. So it's really easy. Green means you want to go with the over. Red means you want to side with the under. And if you look at Travis Etienne on just the rush yards prop alone at 705.5, here are the projections across the industry. 810 from Mike Clay, 835 from Fantasy Football Today, 893 from Pro Football Focus. Ratcliffe is the only under at 667. So the average there is 801.3 in the end. And that's well north, nearly 100 yards north of this set line. We got to remember that James Robinson, yeah, he's going through some initial workouts, easing his way back from that Achilles injury, but he is a likely pup candidate. And I would be shocked if we, you know, saw him anytime before week eight, which means Travis Etienne's going to be locked in to an every down job, every down volume. And I understand there's some shortcomings with him as a pass protector, but look, man, if he's going to get anywhere between 11 to 13 balls of belly per game, which I think is entirely realistic, no matter what the scoreboard says, he can do enough damage with his home run hitting ability, his slashing, his cutting, his elusiveness. He's probably going to get, you know, anywhere between 500 to 550 yards maybe through the first half of the regular season. And if Robinson can come back and even force an RBBC, there's still going to be enough action there for ETN to justify taking the over on 705.5 rush yards.
Number four.
All right, moving on to Major League Baseball on this Thursday. And let's do a little two-leg alt strikeout prop with a pair of pitchers at FanDuel is where I pull this. And the juice on this, ooh, yeah, get seduced by that juice. Very sexy. Very alluring, plus 165. Jordan Lyles, 5-plus Ks for the Baltimore Orioles against the Los Angeles Angels. And I'm going to slap that together with Dylan Cease. All he does is stop bats. 8-plus strikeouts against the Detroit Tigers. Both these starters at home. Zeroing in on Lyles, he has done this in 8 of 16 starts. So 50% of the time this season, that's simple math. And I'm a simple 10, so I get that right. From time to time. But you look at the Angels, nobody is striking out a higher clip, not only the entirety of the Major League Baseball season, but if you even break it down at a granular level, the last 30 days, last 14 days, last 7 days, the Angels are still number one in highest K rate. Specifically over the last couple of weeks, they're punching out 31% of the time. So a bunch of free swingers there. Yeah, Lyles just has a 7.53 K per nine, but he has a laudable 9.7 swinging strike percentage. So I think he gets 5 punch outs or more at home against the Halos. And then Dylan Cease, he's been one of the true strikeout kings of Major League Baseball. And that bejeweled crown is going to glisten under the primetime lights tonight against Detroit. You look at what the Tigers have done. Middle of the pack last couple of weeks in strikeout rate, number 16 to be exact. But Cease, 13.08 K per nine. A 31.3 magnificent call plus swinging strike rate. And he has gone for 8 strikeouts and 8 strikeouts in 2 prior appearances against the Tigers this season. So another ocho in the box score for Cease. Cinco for Lyles. Both of those thresholds hit. That's a cool plus 165. At FanDuel.
Number three.
All right, marching on. Let's go out to the glisten, the glamour, the glitz, and the wins tied to another G. That is none other than Tony Gonsolin of the LA Dodgers. A guy, or you know, Sandy Alcantara right now is your front runner for the NL Cy Young, and understandably so, because he's doing like Bob Gibson-like stuff. It's crazy. He's on pace for nearly 300 innings pitched this season. Just been so brilliant. From start and all the way through nearly the midpoint of the Major League Baseball season. McConsolin right there nipping at the heels with his record and a guy that gets tons of run support, and he's got a microscopic 1.54 ERA. I think he gets another W tonight against the Chicago Cubs, and it's plus 125 at DraftKings on that line. And you compare that to the money line for the LA Dodgers over the full game, well, that's minus 275. So if you feel that the Dodgers are going to win and maybe win convincingly against the Northsiders, who, by the way, are trotting out Mark Leiter Jr. in a 4.85 ERA, and we know how rocky that bullpen has been this season, then Gonsolin at plus 125 to get that dubs, that's an extraordinary value. To give you some more particulars about Tony G and what he's done this season, a 0.88 ERA at Chavez Ravine over 41 innings. He's won 6 of his last 7. A spectacular 3.35 strikeout to walk split, 29.6 call plus swinging strike rate. And the Cubs, yeah, a lot of whole bunch of swings and a miss these last few games over the last 2 weeks. The 5th highest K rate for the Cubbies in Major League Baseball. And they have just a 6.97 OPS on the road. Tony Gonsolin emerges victorious yet again. Stick around for my top plays of the day in Major League Baseball, plus rapid fire action and bonus time on the diamond.
Number two.
All right, moving on. We do not have the juice presently, or at least at tape time, for this prop. So keep your eyes peeled at the various sports books that are out there to unearth the best odds on the board. But whatever the juice comes out at, I'm going to wager on Matt Chapman over 1.5 total bases tonight against Marco Gonzalez. That at least is the projected starter for the Seattle Mariners up there in the great Northwest. Why? It's all about the history card. Chapman against Gonzalez in his career, 14 for 35. Now, again, I'm no mathematician. I'm just a dunderhead, but that's a 400 batting average on the nose. He's got four RBIs and a 1,057 OPS against the Southpaw of Seattle, who's actually been pretty good this season. Greatly exceeded my expectations. Kind of similar to like Martin Perez, a guy that sucked the hind teat last year, but has righted the ship here this season. He's got a 3.29 ERA, but if you peel back the layers of the onion and look at the advanced analytics profile, his 4.93 xFIP suggests that ERA, she could be a climbing, and that could be at the expense of Gonzalez's ERA due to Matt Chapman laying the heavy lumber. So again, whatever the juice is, I'm taking the over. Matt Chapman of the Toronto Blue Jays, 1.5 total bases in Seattle.
Number one.
All right, and then last and certainly not least, my top play of the day in baseball, and it is the same game parlay. So maybe a little team huevos action here, huevos gigantes, if you will. But I'm going to go with KB, Chris Bryant of the Colorado Rockies, to get at least two total bases. And I'm going to take the over on an alt total in this game between the Rockies and D-backs, and that over of 7.5 total runs. You put those two together. Ooh, baby. That is a tractor beam hitting the body and sucking in at plus 135 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why am I high on KB? Well, you look at what he's done against Dallas Keuchel. Everybody rakes against this guy. The fact that he is still on a major league roster after he got cut loose by the White Sox earlier this season is baffling to me. It's really astonishing. He's cooked. He is the Christmas goose, no doubt about it. And Bryant, 4-for-6, I understand sample size, Evans, it's a small one, but 4-for-6 lifetime against Keuchel. He's seen the ball well in limited appearances against a lefty in his career. Not only that, too, but KB typically rakes against lefties. This season, no exception. Now, he's only had 35 at-bats against left-handers, but he's got a 3.14 batting average, and he seems to be heating up here these last couple of games overall. Now, meanwhile, with the total here, Austin Gomber is going to be the opposing pitcher for Arizona. And Gomber, representing the Colorado Rockies, yeah, he's just got a 6.42 road ERA this season. He's got a 6-plus ERA overall on the year. The last time out against against the D-backs, that was on July 2nd, 5 2/3 innings pitch, 4 earned runs. Oh, yeah, Dallas Keuchel in that same game, 5 innings pitch, 6 earned runs. Keuchel's given up at least 4 earned in 4 straight. So runs should be aplenty in this contest, but we'll take that down just ever so slightly to get the juice at a more palatable level. So Chris Bryant, 2-plus total bases, 7.5 on the over for the total in this game, plus 135 at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, with the Fade 5 put to rest, let's get after with some bonus time here on this Thursday. And I've got a little three-legger for you. Now, some of these games in the afternoon on these alt-team run totals. So if the early bird gets the worm, you might want to get after this if you want to get on this action. Give me the Philadelphia Phillies 4-plus runs against Washington. Why? Because, again, Schwarbs. Give me the Cincinnati Reds 4-plus runs against Pittsburgh. And give me Atlanta 4-plus runs against the St. Louis Cardinals. All three of those hit at BetMGM. It's plus 218. Look at Philadelphia. Again, Johan Adan, that 6.97 ERA for Washington. The Phillies have been over this in 4-of-7 against the Nats this season. And they just have a very lowly, and I say that facetiously, 812 OPS here in the early portion of July. Meanwhile, for the Reds, they're averaging 5.07 runs per game at home this year, and they have gone over this in 5-of-7 matches against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then finally, Atlanta Braves, 767 home OPS on the year, and the Southpaw, Mr. Liberatore of the St. Louis Cardinals, going to be toeing the rubber. Well, Atlanta rakes against Southpaws with a 793 OPS this season. Elsewhere, another early game. I like Houston at -2.5 on the run line at plus 100 against Kansas City. It's Verlander against Bubich, and Bubich doesn't yield a whole lot of milk. Let's just be real. He's got a 7.06 ERA, 5.40 walks per nine, high home run rate. That is a toxic combination. And you look at Verlander, 2.48 home ERA. He's given up 2 earned runs or less in 13-15 starts. So I know Houston last 10 games, they've only beaten an opponent by three runs or more three times, but man, you got to take advantage of them at home and what could be a slaughter of the Kansas City Royals. And I believe I am out of picks and I'm out of time on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please check out my partner, Nate Lundy, on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Again, get access to that free spreadsheet with all that player prop, cheat sheet action, all my picks daily, Major League Baseball, on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. If you enjoy this podcast, please drop us a rating and a review. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.